producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
They sent out the Wise Guy press releases a little while ago, done by some PR person along with Roger Ailes. I said, bye-bye, okay?
Donald Trump says, take your debate and, well, you know the rest. Kate Delaney, America tonight. Shocker, huh? Well, we know he's threatened this before, but this is for real. I don't see any comeback here. He says Megyn Kelly is... not good. Megyn Kelly is soft, so he doesn't want to deal with Megyn Kelly. He said in the last debate, you know, she just threw out a statement, not a question. So that's that. Donald Trump, done. Not coming out for the next debate. He's not going to participate on Thursday. So it's a little bit of a shakeup. And what's interesting about that is Donald Trump is absolutely the ratings game. He is the ratings getter. He is the reason why people are rubbernecking to watch the debate. I can't believe that people are saying, I want to really hear about the issues in much more in depth. I think I would like to hear that. I think there's some of you that would say that. Let's drill deeper on a few things and hear what their policies would be. But Trump is a walking soundbite. Anything that comes out of his mouth, it's unfiltered, and it absolutely trips the interest meter either way. You know when they say any publicity is good publicity, so it doesn't matter if it's bad. I mean, he's that guy. He gets it. He knows what works on the tube. He was a reality guy. But before that, he gets the pitch, the spin, the whole thing. So now you've got Cruz, who's out there blitzing Iowa with anti-Trump ads because he wants the Iowa lead and he ultimately wants to win the Iowa caucuses. And now you have Trump bailing out of the latest Fox debate. I think the ratings may be less. But does this in any way tank Donald Trump when it comes to the caucuses? I'm going to say it's very tough to read the tea leaves and predict what the people in Iowa are going to do. Some of you are listening to me in the great state of Iowa. In fact, you sent me some emails about that, and you never can tell. Caucuses are small in many cases, and there are a lot of folks that change their mind. They might feel one way, and then they suddenly decide to do something else. So Trump says he won't play games, he's tired of it, and he's had concerns with Megyn Kelly, but he decided that was it, I'm not going to do it anymore. It's interesting because Cruz said in an interview that he did with Mark Levin that if Donald is afraid to defend his record, it speaks volumes, but I'll debate him one-on-one. I'll do it one-on-one. That would be interesting to see that, wouldn't it? And Megyn Kelly, when she was doing her show, by the way, said, I'll be there. The debate will go on with or without Mr. Trump. And then that was it. So you had the two debates, the later debate and the early debate. Now, the lineup will probably change. Somebody else will get boosted up if it's not Trump. For the eight people that are going to be on the stage, you know, the primetime stage, I'll call it, you would have Ted Cruz and Rubio and Carson and Bush and Christie and Kasich and Paul. And then the others were going to be Fiorina, Huckabee, Santorum, and Virginia governor, former Virginia governor, Jim Gilmore. So probably what we'll see is I don't know, maybe Fiorina, I'm not sure, that will get bumped up, whatever they decide, however they decide to do it. So after the first debate and what happened with Fox and all of that, you heard him saying he'd probably raise money for veterans instead of doing the event. So I bet you he pulls something like that, and that's probably what he ends up doing. But I guess he's not going to be there unless somehow he has a massive change of heart, and maybe he will. Maybe somehow that turns around. All right, here at the top, two, I want to tell you about a couple of things. One, the big standoff in Oregon. I've talked about it in a previous hour, but arrested Amon Bundy, the leader of the group of armed protesters who had occupied a federal wildlife refuge site, of course, in Oregon. And there were four others after a confrontation left one of theirs dead and another injured. Remember, they were up there protesting the two ranchers who had set fire to some brush and were jailed, different jail sentences. And then a judge came back and said, oh, no, they still have to serve more time, 4 years each, because it's not to the letter of the law. So that's what the protest was about. Pay attention to this story to see what they ultimately get in those charges. And then, there is this FBI report that there was a man who was planning on attacking a Masonic temple, and they arrested this guy in Milwaukee. So now he's going to face, of course, federal charges. But he got two machine guns from undercover agents. It was part of his plan. He didn't realize, of course, they were undercover agents. 23-year-old Sammy Muhammad Hamzi was picked up with unlawful possession of a machine gun and unlawfully receiving and possessing firearms, and the list goes on. But according to the FBI, the agents were tipped off in September that he planned to travel to Israel in October to attack Israeli soldiers and other citizens in the West Bank. He abandoned the plans because of family, financial, and logistical reasons, but he was deciding, oh, well, then I'm going to do a domestic attack instead. So he was practicing. He was going to a gun range. After that, he took a tour of a Masonic temple in Milwaukee, and that was the idea. He was going to attack. And they needed machine guns. The group he was involved with had silencers. So they were going to put one person at the entrance. The other two were going to go through the building, killing everyone they saw. Wow. Oh, in Milwaukee, they must just be breathing a sigh of relief that this all came to light, that they got the call. Because that's what happened. Somebody called to let them know. Remember the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, a Milwaukee suburb in 2012. Where you had a white supremacist who shot six people, killed six people, and then shot himself in the head after a police officer wounded him. And I remember that as soon as that story broke, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, after what happened there a couple of years ago, here we go again. Oof. Willie's song means a big reminder to all of you. Who knows where we'll be on the road again in 2016. Check us out, KateOnTheRoad.com. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How did I do it in one time?
Monster that I hold inside will not rest until I cry. Days and nights to gain back myself I've tried. As well as it freezes, so the terror that I feel.
Hanging out with all of you. Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, Trump out of the debate, do you care? 855-266-2283. 855-266-KATE. So the scoop is clearly, I think, that people watch the debate that want to watch the debate. It is more interesting when Trump is in it because he says things that trip the wire of everybody's imagination, I suppose. I guess that's the best way to put it. So, having said that, it is interesting that, it is interesting that Trump pulls out of this and says that, he's, this is it for the whole Fox thing. I'm done, and takes a shot at Megyn Kelly and talks about them goofing on him, and there's just, more and more support, though, for Trump, for what it's worth. And, I said this the last time about endorsements. Is there something about endorsements that push us over the edge? So if you're undecided, do you care what a celebrity says? Do you care what somebody who's got some fame in another field has to say about a particular candidate? I asked this question a long time ago. What is it that you want to see in a president? What is it that, no one's 100%, right? And are you really going to ever get anyone who is going to agree with you 100% with your ideology, just match up pound for pound? And the answer is, it'd be stunning if two human beings on the planet agreed on absolutely everything. So, no. I don't think so. But who matches up to what you think is what the president needs to have? What are the goods they need to have? Leadership strength, and how do you define that, and what are the things you could care less about? It is intriguing when you look back. It's fun to actually go and think in your mind of the presidents and what you thought their Achilles heel was and what you thought was the most brilliant thing about them. Maybe there were some presidents you couldn't find anything brilliant about, but how does someone get to that position where they're running? Because part of it is about fundraising, getting people to like you, having the right stuff to run. I mean, somebody who couldn't speak at all, meaning they're just terrible in front of crowds, that's a lot tougher. And usually they don't get to the office of the presidency. Even, I mean, they might be inwardly shy, but because you have to be out there so much, it's a lot tougher, I think, than we've seen in the past. So we're bouncing around. You know, this is what we do on America Tonight that maybe is unique. And I think it's unique. And at the end of this hour, we'll do the nail the score thing. I decided, what the heck, we'll fling open the doors for the Pro Bowl game. AFC or NFC, and who you think's going to win, the AFC or the NFC, and then what's the score. Might be the easiest nail the score, because you don't have to really think about team records, where they were before, blah, 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 crunch the numbers. It's not the Rubik's Cube factor. So it might be easier. Might be that somebody actually nails the score. Finally. We've had a couple of winners on the show in the past, but it's been a while since we've had another winner, and I would love to see it. Oh, I would love to see somebody nailed the score. Be perfect. A perfect way to start the year, because we're almost through January. Do you believe it? Yes, it's true. I'm not pulling your leg. We are almost into February. Iowa caucuses next week, beginning of the week. Groundhog Day, shadow or no shadow. And then we're into February, which is supposed to be the deadly month for snow, and we just saw what happened in the East Coast. So I would say that anybody living in the Northeast where they had 30, 25, 26 inches of snow, probably, yeah, not that excited about the prospect of having to dig out of more stuff that could be dumped in their backyards, because it's still technically the very start of winter, the beginning. And that would mean that all those snow blowers and everything else used to collect snow would have to be out there again. I mean, now 3 days you've had a standstill in the Capitol. And finally, Tuesday, things were a little more back to normal, because Monday, still, you had to close a lot of the offices, the government offices, because they just couldn't get around. The Metro subway system was scheduled to be closed and then fully operational Tuesday morning. It did. I mean, throughout the day, it was gradually back into service on Monday. Schools in the District of Columbia, Northern Virginia, Maryland were closed, and federal offices were closed for another day. Because why take the chance? They weren't going to take the chance. Some of the museums had people back in on Tuesday, but some were closed. New York City, it was a different story. They didn't get quite as much snow. And their commuter trains were limited, perhaps, on Monday, especially early. But they were up and running pretty quickly. And here's the other question. Any of these city councils, like in Baltimore, the District of Columbia, the thing to ask would be to go to the meeting and say, hey, is the snow budget blown for the year? Because their budgets, they only have so much in the budget. And you would have to assume with the amount of snow, yeah, they pretty much have kicked some of that. I bet a lot of it was kicked out. Because this wasn't just, a bad snow. This was a blizzard. This was a lot of salting. This was a lot of digging. This was a lot of where are we going to put the snow? Lots and lots and lots of decisions and questions. And blowing through, frankly, whatever was left in the budget, probably, or most of it. Let's say a big portion of the budget. I guarantee that's the situation. Because I can't imagine that they had these extraordinarily huge budgets. I cannot imagine that. It doesn't make sense. A quick reminder, don't forget, at the end of the hour, another nail the score. You could be a winner. You could be a winner. Simply by nailing the score of the Pro Bowl, AFC, NFC, just tell us which side and what the final score is going to be. And it's just that easy. It's just that easy. One thing that wasn't easy, I'm going to tell you about the story that I read about that was shocking to me. Do you know what an Uber is? It takes the place of a taxi. You might have an Uber driver in your neighborhood. Oh, how cool. They can take you to the airport. But I read about a story where there was an Uber ride for a 30-mile trip to the airport that cost $640. That would be jaw-dropping, wouldn't it? $640. And what it was is the Uber ride typically, this is Denver, would have been $50 to $70. So she actually had agreed to pay $250 for a 30-mile trip, but she had to get to Denver for a client meeting, this woman who flew in. Instead, because her car was covered with 2 feet of snow and the street was unplowed, she agreed to pay Uber the price 4 times 4, the normal fare. When they got to the checkpoint at Reagan, because that's where she was going to, she checked her email, saw her emailed Uber receipt, $640.94 was charged to her American Express. Uber said there wasn't any mistake, that it was the most expensive option. The base rate, it turns out, was $144.76, not $50 or so. Oh my gosh. Whoops, the neighbors gave her a bad tip. Know what you sign up for, because how are you getting that dough back? She's not getting it back. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Electing a president in 2016, it's one of the top five for sure, certainly for the Republicans. Donald Trump talks about the wall and making Mexico pay for it. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. So here's the scoop. Donald Trump bounces out of the Fox debate, says Megyn Kelly is lightweight, didn't like some press releases that were put out about the debate, and decided, well, you know what, Fox, you can take it. I'm out. Don't think they're going to talk him back into it, but you never know. Didn't think that was going to happen with CNBC. Wasn't so sure, and that did happen. So as far as immigration is concerned, while Trump is fighting a war of words, Cruz picked up the backing of the Family Research Council president. Yes, it is true. Tony Perkins, president of that group, said, he's my man. That's who I am picking. And while he was doing that, people in New Hampshire live about 2,400 miles from El Paso, Texas, one of the busiest crossings on the southern border. But immigration was still a priority issue for the New Hampshire voters. So what did Ted Cruz have to say about a wall and immigration?
In this presidential election, there are a fair number of candidates talking about illegal immigration. They say they care deeply about the issue. They say they care deeply about securing the borders. By the way, we're going to build a wall. And I got somebody in mind to build it.
So I think that once we get, as we continue to go down in results season, meaning we go from primary to primary, that just comes back around again. There'll be more about immigration. Iowa's the first test. Iowa's the caucuses, the first test. Who comes in first for the Republicans, and really who comes in first for the Democrats, too, as well? Because that's not a done deal. Where we thought it was Hillary Clinton, I'm going to say we're not so sure about that. We can't be 100% sure. One thing I can be sure of, if you were to get ice cream in Vermont and perhaps in a lot of the Ben and Jerry stores, have you ever seen the stores? They actually have storefronts. They have a Ben and Jerry's ice cream, Bernie's Yearning. Yeah, 40 pints of Bernie's Yearning. They say that they want to produce more, I guess. We'll see if they do it. But Ben Cohen, one of the founders, said he produced it in his kitchen. And I have to say, it is pretty funny. The picture of Bernie on the front of the ice cream. And, of course, all their ice creams have a distinct flavor. And apparently this one is not to disappoint. It's got pecans. They say amber waves of buttery ice cream with roasted nut partisan pecans. Yeah. I like pecan ice cream. I'd say pecan and vanilla are probably my favorites. So anyway, while Ted Cruz is talking about a wall, they're talking about with Bernie Sanders, the ice cream that they designed for him that may end up showing up in some stores. I think it's actually kind of clever. And then the debate is on about Donald Trump, and was it a mistake to not go into this debate right before the Iowa caucuses? And I think everybody wanted to see part two, because just think about it. The Fox Business Network, you had Neil Cavuto and Maria Bartiromo, who were there on the 14th of January at the Charleston Coliseum in South Carolina. And at that debate, you had some of the Cruz-Trump effect. But now, the Fox debate won't feature that, since he decided that he was going to pull out. And I'll say, unless something different happens, somehow Murdoch and somehow Ailes, who he says he's not going to deal with, somehow they pull him back in, and, you know, who knows? There's a couple of days, got 2 days before that, and it's on later, so it seems unlikely, but perhaps something pulls him back into it. Let's put it that way. You know, so much was made about Marco Rubio and how much time he missed in the Senate, and, you know, the take in Florida for some people. I remember my brother telling me this, is Rubio gets a spot and then boom, he's off to the next. So he just climbs the ladder as fast as he can. And a lot of people in Florida don't like that. And that's the perception of some people anyway in his race for the presidency. But check this out. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, I didn't even realize this, has missed 60% of the committee meetings in his first 4 years on Capitol Hill, including Senate Homeland Security Committee, because he chairs. So between 2011 and last year, the first termer, he's only a first termer, has attended about, they say, 83 out of a total of 207 hearings. Wow. He missed meetings on homegrown terrorism. Terrorists traveled 10 years after 9/11, along with three on border security. Twice in 2011, he managed to make it to fundraisers, but he missed Homeland Security hearings held on the same day. Ooh, that's not good. I guess he's not disliked that he drops by and visits other people on the Hill frequently. But there's a thing at the Senate, you know, you can check with the Senate. They always have that attendance rate. But his attendance rate, he was in 167 hearings out of a total of 298. That's a 56% attendance rate. So you had the executive director of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, because this would be an easy punching bag, saying, Chairman Johnson is the worst kind of hypocrite. He says national security is the most important issue. But where is he? Meaning he's missing so many of the meetings. Saying, but he barely showed up to work on critical committee hearings regarding our homeland security. What's interesting is he's being challenged by former Democrat Russ Feingold, who he beat in 2010. So now he's jumping back and trying to get back his old gig, and he's going after Johnson's. So does the Wisconsin senator hang on or not, especially when the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is pumping out these reports of how many meetings he missed? That could be easy pickings if that's in the mind of a lot of people who vote. They'll think, this guy, he seems nice enough, but he doesn't even vote. He's not there for critical votes. How can we vote for him? Because we're not getting the best representation that we could get. It's one thing if someone's buried in their work and they're constantly on the Hill. It's another thing when it's the opposite and they're constantly running or doing something else, but they're not there for these key meetings. Barring family emergencies and whatnot, there has to be just so much leeway that you could give somebody, especially in that particular arena. Very, very unusual. Very. I'm going to throw this one in because it reflects, I think, kind of what's happening here in the U.S. still, the frustration over TSA and watching what happens when people try to get through points. And, you know, there are some very nice people there, but there are some people that don't even keep track of what's going on. So you had these Mexico flight passengers that didn't go through customs at JFK. Imagine that. You're exhausted, you get told, okay, there's the exits, and you just walk out. So you don't do the customs thing. They just breeze through the terminal, out the door, boom. It's the second time, I mentioned this the other day, that it's happened to American Airlines. So it's the statistics that we want. A spokesperson for the U.S. Customs and Bureau Border Protection, which of course we want to know what they think, blamed the airline for failing to ensure that passengers on the flight 1223 from Cancun, had their passports checked when the January 18th flight landed. Ugh. And all this talk about borders and border security, and I started talking about Ted Cruz and his plans for the wall, and how do you feel about that? And then you hear about stories like this. An easy walk in the park, walk away from everything. Money in the bank, easiest trick in the book. Nail the score, coming up on the flip side, 855-266-5283.
is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. How fun is this? What the heck? Why not do the Pro Bowl as well? I wasn't going to do it. I decided an executive decision or action was in order. So like the president, I made that decision. And I left it open for all of you to decide whether or not you wanted to throw in your guess for champion, AFC or AFC. It's just that easy. This could be the easiest one ever. That's what I'm saying. We don't have to sit here and say, oh, Tom Brady, you know, he's Captain Comeback. Oh, they might pull it out at the end. Or, yeah, Denver's got... Peyton Manning's got a weak arm. You don't have to analyze anything in your head. And you never have to anyway, but you definitely don't on this one. This is AFC, NFC, Scooby-Doo. You pick one, and you give us a guess. Sweetness! And this is like playing shuffleboard at the bar, right? So 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you dare nail the score, your chance to do it. How about Sharon? She's been around for a while doing this nail the score thing. Sharon, you may have the winning guess, and it's so easy. You just have to throw some numbers out. What do you think, girl?
NFC 34, AFC 31.
So NFC 34-31 over the AFC.
Is that is this Team Rice and Team Irvin? Did they mix them up like they did last year?
They mix them up, yeah. They mix. You mean the players? They mix the players up, yeah. Absolutely, because it's wild to add it, to make it more interesting. I think they decided to let them come up with the players, and that was that. And it does make it a little bit more interesting. What's the temperature in Portland?
Oh, I don't know. 30-something, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, that's not bad. 30's not bad. You didn't get a bunch of that snow like they did in New Jersey.
We didn't.
Lucky you. Lucky you. Well, enjoy the game. Enjoy the game for sure. And in Portland, and Sharon knows this, I mean, they're used to that kind of weather. It's like our friends in Minnesota. Minnesota. I just watched a couple of episodes of that second season of Fargo. Boy, do they really make fun of the Minnesota accent. Oh, yeah, you know. I mean, it's just crazy. And some of them, I think, have it down, and then I'm not sure what the others are doing. But they really, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. It seems like an over-exaggerated Minnesota accent. 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score. It's this simple. It's AFC or NFC. So if you want to stake your claim, possibly winning a computer, this is your chance to do it. 855-266-5283. Let's go to the Grimster. Hey, Grim.
Bing.
Yeah, we have to do that.
AFC 35, NFC 21.
Ooh, AFC.
Oh, yeah, I always root for the underdogs.
Yep, so AFC is the underdog, I guess you could say.
Well, you know, I mean, the NFC never wanted it. We would have never had a Super Bowl if it wasn't for the AFC.
True. There you go. So you might be right.
I didn't get to you early, but I'll give you the short. I'm just about a camel straw away from going with Bernie Sanders, Kate, and letting him put what little's left of America in a handbag so you and I can make s'mores.
Because you're tired of the whole Trump thing now.
No, it's not the Trump thing. I'm just tired of the whole nine yards.
Right, so why not just re-rack is what you're saying.
Well, to be honest, I can't remember her name anyhow. But, you know, she ambushed Trump from the beginning.
You're talking about Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, as much as I heard it, it just eludes my mind because I'm so aggravated. But she ambushed him, and she made a name for him. And she fits the theme song of Dirty Laundry.
Oh, and I like that song.
Police blonde that comes on at 5, giving you the news.
Yeah, that song is great. Oh, that's a Don Henley song, yeah.
Because she did it for her own. I mean, after she did it, you know, she was everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. She was on the cover of Vanity Fair. She was already popular, but more popular because of the Trump thing, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we got to nail a score here. You got some more calls. You know.
All right, so 35-21 AFC Grimm. Thanks, Grimm. Oh, he's going for Bernie Sanders, he says. He's going to have to wear a mask when he goes and votes because everybody knows him, so they'd be stunned that he would make that choice. We have some people that are also emailing the show. You can email us, just a couple. You can email us at americatonight.net. It only counts till the top, so that's a few minutes from now because it wouldn't be fair otherwise. Somebody emailed me once and said, can I tell you, I swear I don't know the score of the game. Can I tell you what my guess is after? No. That kind of goes to, like, Scout's Honor and the trust system. You know, they had those, and they still have them, where they have these lunch rooms or these little snack rooms, and they say it's a trust deal. You have to put the money in the box for the snacks you're pulling out. A lot of times they don't work, those trust things. Let's go to Nathan Reeder. Nathan, I'm sure you're going to be all over this football game, even if you're exhausted, but I guarantee you'll be watching it somewhere. So, NFC or AFC?
Guarantee. Wait, what is this? What is this game about?
It's an All-Star game. So it's you have the All-Stars of the NFC, you have the All-Stars of the AFC.
When do they pick these?
They picked the players already. They had two players, former players, superstar players, pick who was going to be on the teams, and that's what they do.
Are the teams chosen just before the playoffs?
Yeah, they're chosen. No, as we go through the playoffs before that. So they've been chosen. It just happened, just a short while ago.
Okay.
So it's not, they've waited. Because you have some guys who aren't going to play, obviously, because they're playing in the Super Bowl from the Panthers and from the Broncos. So they named other players.
So who are some of the teams in the AFC and who are some of the teams in the NFC?
Okay, so AFC, you would have, for example, I love how you're
like
going.
It?
I do. So AFC teams, for example, I can even tell you some of the players, but the players aren't going to make any sense. Some of the AFC teams include, obviously, the Patriots. You have the Broncos. You have the Steelers. You have the Jets. Let me think. The Ravens. Ugh, they were terrible this year. The Colts. The Raiders. The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns. The Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
So
who's on NFC?
Bengals. And NFC, some lousy teams. The Dallas Cowboys, the Redskins, the Eagles, the Green Bay Packers, they're pretty good. Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco 49ers, the Minnesota Vikings, the Chicago Bears.
I'm going to go, it's Pro Bowl, so it should be a good game, right?
Yes, should.
Let's get them into the 30s. I'll do 34-31 AFC.
34-31. Yeah, you can do that because we had NFC. So you're AFC. You're the opposite of Sharon. 34-31. I love that. All right. So duly noted for the Pro Bowl.
Science. Cat science. I mean, cat sport science.
Yeah, cat. You know what? It's funny, the Pro Bowl, so everybody knows, and there are two teams, Team Irvin and Team Rice. So Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice. It's the most declined invitation, they say. That was the headline I read earlier in history. No, thank you. I don't feel like playing. It's fleeting. I don't want to do it. And they had to go with alternatives and all this other stuff. All right, so I'm going to say NFC, and I'm going to say 32-21. Thanks for playing.
Went down to the football game.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.